Spring wheat harvest is progressing rapidly in North Dakota. Winfield United agronomist Jason Hansen says small amounts of ergot are popping up in the northern tier counties of the Lake Region. Heavier amounts are being reported in the Carrington, New Rockford, Madoc, Jamestown, and Bismarck areas. Hansen breaks down what causes the disease.
So if you were to raise sunflowers or dry beans, canola, and you get white mold in the stem or the stalk, that's what you're getting on this wheat head, is a sclerotia body that is like for cereals. Basically, it is when your crop flowered during a wet, cool period. You can get this infection from grass and ditches, grassy weeds in your field. If you get any damage, herbicide injury when you seed it, if you got like a delayed planting.
So what can farmers with traces of ergot do? Hansen suggests
you can try to clean it if you've got a sample, like actual plowing. Moldboard plowing would probably be about a choice that you could do, which a lot of people don't do. And then it's just rotation out is about it. So challenge is that if they produce alkaloids, which can be toxic to both animals if it's a feed and to humans. So they set the standard at 0.5%. And I've heard some stuff as high as 8% infection.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Turnquist for the Red River Farm Network.